The Milky Way galaxy is an immersive and very interesting place. Not only does it measure some 120,000 to 180,000 light years in diameter, it's home to planet Earth and birthplace of humanity. Our solar system resides roughly 27,000 light years away from the galactic center on the inner edge of one of the spiral-shaped concentrations of gas and dust particles called the Orion Arm. For starters, the Milky Way is a disk about 120 light years across with a central bulge that has a diameter of 12,000 light years. The disk is far from perfectly flat, though. In fact, it's warped in space, a fact which astronomers attribute to our galaxy's two neighbors, the large and small Magellanic Clouds. These two dwarf galaxies, which are part of our local group of galaxies and may be orbiting the Milky Way, are believed to have been pulling on the dark matter in our galaxy like a game of galactic tug-of-war. The tugging creates a sort of oscillating frequency that pulls on the galaxy's hydrogen gas, of which the Milky Way has lots of. It's halo, but you can't directly see it. Scientists believe that 90% of our galaxy's mass consists of dark matter, which gives it a mysterious halo. That means that all of the luminous matter, i.e. that which we can see with a naked eye or telescopes, makes up less than 10% of the mass of the Milky Way. Its halo is not the conventional glowing sort we tend to think of when picturing angels or observing comets. In this case, the halo is actually invisible, but its existence is being demonstrated by running simulations of how the Milky Way would appear without this invisible mass, and how fast the stars inside of our galaxy's disk orbit the center. The heavier the galaxy, the faster they should be orbiting. If one were to assume that the galaxy is made up of only matter that we can see, then the rotation rate would be significantly less than what we observe. Hence, the rest of the mass must be made up of an elusive invisible mass, aka dark matter, or matter that only interacts gravitationally with normal matter. The Milky Way has over 200 billion stars. As galaxies go, the Milky Way is a middleweight. The largest galaxy we know of, which is designated IC-1101, has over 100 trillion stars, and other large galaxies can have as many as a trillion. Dwarf galaxies such as the aforementioned Large Magellanic Cloud have about 10 billion stars. The Milky Way has between 100 to 400 billion stars. But when you look up into the night sky, the most you can see from any one point on the globe is about 2,500. This number is not fixed, however, because the Milky Way is constantly losing stars throughout supernovae and providing new ones at all time, the Milky Way is really dusty and gassy. Though it may not look like it to the casual observer, the Milky Way is full of dust and gas. This matter makes up of a whopping 10 to 15% of the luminous slash visible matter in our galaxy, with the remainder being of the stars. Our galaxy is roughly 100,000 light years across, and we can only see about 600 light years into the disk and the visible spectrum. Still, when light pollution is not significant, the dusty ring of the Milky Way can be discerned in the night sky. The thickness of the dust deflects visible light, but infrared light can pass throughout the dust, which makes infrared telescopes like the Spitzer Space Telescope extremely valuable tools in mapping and studying the galaxy. Spitzer can peer through the dust to give us extraordinarily clear views of what's going on at the heart of the galaxy and in star-forming regions. The Milky Way was made up from other galaxies. The Milky Way wasn't always as it is today, a beautiful warped spiral. It became its current size and shape by eating up other galaxies, and it's still doing so today. In fact, the Candace Major Dwarf Galaxy is the closest galaxy to the Milky Way because its stars are currently being added to the Milky Way disk, and our galaxy has consumed others in its long history, such as the Sagittarius Dwarf Galaxy. Every picture you've seen of the Milky Way, isn't it? Currently, we can't take a picture of the Milky Way from above. This is due to the fact that we are inside of the galactic disk, about 26,000 light years from the galactic center. It would be like trying to take a picture of your own house from the inside. This means that any of the beautiful pictures you've ever seen of a spiral galaxy that is supposedly the Milky Way is either a picture of another spiral galaxy or the rendering of a talented artist. Imaging the Milky Way from above is a long, long way off. However, this doesn't mean we can't take breathtaking images of the Milky Way from our vantage point. There's a black hole in the center of the Milky Way. Most other galaxies have a supermassive black hole, SMBH, at the center, and the Milky Way is no exception. The center of our galaxy is called Sagittarius A, a massive source of radio waves that is believed to be a black hole that measures 22.5 million kilometers, 14 million miles across, about the size of Mercury's orbit, but this is just the black hole itself. All the mass trying to get into the black hole, called the Acceleration Disk, forms a disk that has 4.6 million times the mass of our Sun and will fit inside the orbit of the Earth. Though, like other black holes, Sagittarius A tries to consume anything that happens to be nearby. A star formation had been detected near the behemoth astronomical phenomenon. The Milky Way is almost as old as the universe itself. The most recent estimates place the age of the universe at about 13.7 billion years. Our Milky Way has been around for about 13.6 billion of those years, give or take another 800 million. The older stars in our Milky Way were found in globular clusters, and the age of our galaxy is determined by measuring the age of these stars and then extrapolating the age of what preceded them. Though some of the constituents of the Milky Way have been around for a long time, the disk and bulk themselves didn't form until about 10 to 12 billion years ago, and that bulk may have formed earlier than the rest of the galaxy. Anyway guys, thank you so much for hearing to my podcast. This has been stuff you should know about space. I hope you really liked it. Next podcast will be around on Saturday. Hope you're having a great day, and until then, goodbye.